Gemara in the Dorim on Ayin Ches quotes a Braisa that teaches us that a Chacham may annul a neder through Hatara. We know it's called, as we know, as we do today, Hataras Nedarim, by saying Mutalach, it's permitted to you. In contrast to a husband or perhaps a father to a young daughter, it could only change a neder through what we call Hafara, by saying Mufalach, it's annulled for you. And the halach is, if either one uses the reverse language, if the husband says Mutalach or the Chacham says Mufalach, the neder is not annulled. So the question is, what's the difference between Hataras Nedarim as we know it and Hafara? Because if you look in Parashas Matos, there's a whole parasha that talks about Hafara, where a husband could cancel the neder of a wife. So what do we do? Our minhag today is we don't do Hafara, we do Hatara. Why do we do Hataras Nedarim and not Hafara? What is the difference between Hatara and Hafara? So even though the Rambam has a different shita, perhaps, but we'll use the Ran shita and many other Rishonim, that the difference is when a Chacham does Hataras Nedarim, how does it work? L'mafreya. It works retroactively. In other words, if a person violates the neder and then a Chacham annuls it, so the Gemara says in Shvuas Chavches Amad Aleph, there's no makis because the neder was uprooted retroactively, and it's like it never existed. And that's what the word Hatara means. You make it Hatara from the neder tos. It was a neder made in error, and therefore makes it like it never existed. Hafara, Masha'in came by Hafara, it removes the neder mikan lahabar from now on. And Hafara will not exempt a woman from makis if she violated a neder before it was annulled. The meaning of Hafara is that he knows the neder from now on. That's why the case we spoke about in the past is of a wife takes a neder and then not to have ice cream for a month and the husband does Hafara on it without her knowing on it. It still says, Yiv Hashem Yisrachov. But the difference between Hataras Nedarim and Hafara is, Hatara is L'mafreya. The Rambam perhaps might have a different sheet, but we'll leave the sheet as Harambam out. So in fact, that's why they bring down the minhag of Kol Nidre. The old minhag of Kol Nidre was Hataras Nedarim on what happened in the past. We had today to try to make Rashi and Tosis happy, make Shalom, we also make a declaration of the future. But strictly speaking, I think it was the Onim, earlier sources about Hataras Nedarim on Kol Nidre was Hataras Nedarim. So why do we do it? So a famous answer, because the Zohar says that's what Tshuva works. That just like Tshuva works, L'mafrei, if you do a Tshuva Me'ava, it works. So too, when you do Hataras Nedarim, it has the koach to undo something like it never happened. However, others point out, Rav Soloveitchik and others, that really there's a major difference between Hatara and Hafara. Hafara is in the Torah, is in the Torah Shebek Sab. Hataras Nedarim is purely a Torah Shebek Peh Halach. It's Halach Moshe Misinai. There's no source for it in the Torah. So therefore, some point out that Yom Kippur, that we have Shavuos, a day of Matan Torah, of Torah Shebek Sab. Yom Kippur might be the koach of Torah Shebek Peh. In fact, they quoted Ol Minig historians that I think in Egypt they used to have parades on Yom Kippur, why, and pushing Torah Shebek Peh, showing the importance of Torah Shebek Peh. So that's what we do on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is we're showing the koach of Torah Shebek Peh against the Karaites, against the Sadukim who went ahead and denied the Torah Shebek Peh. We specifically go out of our way to do things this to show that they're wrong. So even though Hafara in theory can be done, the reason why we do Hatara is because we want to show the koach of Torah Shabbat Peh. We want to show the koach of listening to the Chachamim. And that's why we have, that's the meaning of Yom Kippur. Dafka on Yom Kippur, we go ahead and do Ataras Nedarim to show the koach of Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's why the minig, they talk about by, why we use a barza, why do we use a knife? And specifically a barza, but why do we use a knife? If you look in the book in Yoshua, when the Jewish people came over to Eretz Israel, it says they did a milah shenis. What does it mean? So we know in the Midbar, only Shevet Levi got the bris, because there was different conditions, weather conditions, that made it a form of a suffix sakana, a very low suffix sakana. So if you were nervous about it, if you weren't nervous about it, it was mutter. If it was a clear danger, you wouldn't be able to do it. So most of the Klai Yisrael didn't do it. They were concerned. So when they entered Eretz Yisrael, there was still a Reilim, and in order to eat the Karban Pesach, they had to get a bris. So they got a bris. So the Pasuk says, I think, they used like scissors to do it. So we Paskin, you can use scissors. But since the Karite said you have to use scissors, so they have to go out of our way to use a knife to show we don't follow. Like, that's in contrast. Like, the Karaites denied halacha pikuach nefesh on Shabbat, so obviously that's clearly wrong. But even when the Karaites weren't wrong, that you are allowed to use a scissor, but in case where Torah Shabbat Peh permits something else, we go out of our way to go against the Karaites. And that's what that's the minig Yisrael, to have hot cholin, to have coffee and tea on Shabbat, because they say, go shuvah reish b'chol mosho seichem, you can't even have any fire or, you know, heat, and you can't have hot food. So therefore, we go ahead and have hot cholent. We go ahead and have hot coffee and tea to show, specifically, we go against the minig of the tzedukim. And that's why we use hataris nedarim today and not hafara to show the korach hatorah shabbat peh. And that's the pshat as well. The Torah ends with the breaking of the Luchas. What kind of way is that to end? So the answer is because what was the breaking in the Luchas signify? That really it's supposed to be given, the Torah was supposed to be given before the Luchas, but Moshe on his own broke the Luchas on his own. Yasha Koach Shibarta. And he decided, Moshe Midaito, that I'm going to give the Torah on Zion Tzivan. So the Luchas represent the Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's where we want to end the Torah and the Koach, and that's where we want to begin the Koach, as it says in the beginning, Bereishis Bara Elokim. Why do you ain't a pasuk zelu darshuni? You can't take this pasuk literally. It's apikaris, the beginning created God. But again, so we wanted the dafka show the Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh. We begin a pasuk and we end the pasuk. We begin the Torah and end the Torah on things that can't be understood. At least the first pasuk can't be understood literally. We have to go to Torah Shabbat Peh. And similarly end on the Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh, Moshe Hosef Midaito, and that's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's pshat. If Rashi, Rashi quotes the Chazal, they made a Tanai that the world's only going to be remaining if the Jews accept the Torah on Vav Sivan. We know they didn't accept the Torah on Vav Sivan, so it should have went back to Tov Vavos. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky answers, no, the Torah was given. The Torah Shabbat Peh was given on Vav Sivan, and that's enough to keep the world going. That's why our minyak against the Sedukim all the time. So we do Hataris and Darim, we get a Vafara, we use a knife instead of scissor, and we have hot food on Shabbos, showing coffee tea in order to show specifically against the Karaites.